The impact of the sun and light is something which has been on the minds of photographers and artists around the world for so long. And finally, Veuve Clicquot has invited 8 phenomenal artists from around the world to participate in this exhibition, Emotions of the Sun, which is on at the Youngblood Art Gallery until the 21st of December. Let's have a look. Christina, it's so wonderful to speak to you. I've read so much about you and I've seen your work only in photos, in print. Now I get to stand in front of your works and actually speak to you. Tell me a bit about what you've created for this particular exhibition.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be showing this work in South Africa, in Cape Town, because the more it travels, the better. Mm-hmm. It's a work that I'm very fond of, because it was this type of... of course, it comes from a commission, from a brand that is asking for a vision, but with a very wide, idea behind and a lot of freedom. That is what I ultimately look for and enjoy most. And in this case, like the pitch or the idea was the sun, which I understand for Veuve Clicquot and so on. But if we set that apart and you think about the sun for a photographer, it's crucial. Mm-hmm. So the importance of the sun is part
light,
itself.
Light is photography.
Light and photography. Yes. I mean, so it's part of the DNA of a photography. And I had never really stopped and thought about the sun because we take it for granted. Mm. So it gave me that opportunity, that, you know, space for research and also how can I translate how important the sun is for me into images that really convey, the feelings that I have for it, because I come from a very sunny part of Spain. Sun sometimes is more a problem than it is. Mm-hmm. There's so much sun that you actually hide from the sun most of the time. So making a sort of tribute to the sun in a beautiful, aesthetical way that is also meaningful was quite of a beautiful challenge. And in this case, I went to a place I always wanted to go. It's called the Lençóis Maranhenses. It's called like the bed sheets of Maranhão, which is a state in the north of Brazil. And it's this natural park that is normally a dune, but during the rainy season, and it's quite an intense rainy season, in all the holes of the dunes, natural pools are created that are really turquoise water and white sand. So it looks like... it looks like a render. It doesn't look real.
It sort of looks like a desert mirage when you're in the desert and you sort of see these bodies of water that aren't really there. It does look surreal.
Exactly. I mean, the idea of a mirage is something that I really explore because it's a direct consequence of the sun, the heavy sun, and the reflection, which is so important. So I really played on that and trying to sort of intensify the mirage, the surreal dimension of the plate, which is already quite surreal, add elements that would, make it even more unbelievable. I normally work with props. In this case, I chose props that made a reference to the sun, whether it is of the color we assign to the sun, which is yellow, but also with the reflection. So I took like these party curtains, balloons. I brought some other props. And
I was just lovely because the surrealism is added to, because it's sort of these everyday objects which become magical in the setting that you've placed them.
Yeah, for me, it's something, it's a sort of, I would call it like a trick or a solution that that I use many times. It's taking things out of context. How a party curtain can be boring in a party or something that you just assume, but what happens if you put a party curtain in the middle of the desert and it's so windy, because it's a very, very windy place. It was impossible to hold the curtain still. So you just change it. And that's why we have these images where they actually become like waves of gold floating in the sky.
They also look like sun rays, though.
They do. They do. I mean, it's what I do many times is, take the ingredients and then freestyle. You never know what's going to happen. I don't like to work with very closed and well-defined, briefings and parameters. It's just like, I'm going to play with these ingredients in a place that I know is going to give an extremely interesting background. And then things happen. And then I become a documentary photographer, maybe of the things that I triggered myself.
I love, again, that you're playing, because to me, again, there's this playful element in having a balloon swifting across these beautiful, surreal landscapes. How important do you think it is that artists have space to play?
Well, I think it is crucial. And I mean, for me, the art that I like, the artists that I like, are the ones that know how to play. And I don't mean to be silly. For me, you can have professional players, just like in tennis. You know, you have to be professional in your playing. But the playing dimension, the way that you feel the freedom to assign new meanings to things,
to experiment,
to yeah. break the rules in a, of course, non-hurtful way. I mean, for me that's art. That is why I am an artist, and that is why I consume art from others. When it becomes too didactic, too patronizing, I'm not so interested. That's it.
Yusha, it's such a privilege to speak to you, and thank you for coming to South Africa for this important exhibition.
Thank you.
Please tell me a bit about your world and how you've become a photographer. You come from Iran, you have traveled all over the world, you're part of Magnum Photos as well. So just explain to me how you've become part of this art realm.
Thank you so much. Also, I'm very happy to be here. It's the first time I'm in South Africa, and it's amazing to be here. First time that I took a camera in my hand, I was 16 years old. I left school, so I'm self-taught, and I learned all about photography by myself, by making mistakes, by working hard, by looking at other people. And then slowly I found my own way and my own visual language. But at first, I was a terrible photographer.
I do love that, though, because it's so beautiful to have that self-belief and that knowing that you wanted to create something using light, which essentially photography is. And I think that's why it was such a wonderful theme to incorporate the sun, the ultimate source of light, into this exhibition. Tell me about this particular body of work.
So this body of work, it came in a very specific time of my life. As you know, women in Iran, they had uprising and awakening happened for Iranian women, and when they approached me to do a project regarding sun and for Veuve Clicquot, I could not shy away from femininity, because in Iran we were all like, were so engaged with women awakening, and the images you see here is all about a woman who is self-love, and a woman who is who through her own garden found the light.
I love also the simplicity of the sunflowers, and you speak about life and about people actually understanding that they are alive and that there's one chance. The simplicity of the sunflowers floating in the pool. Tell me about the thinking behind that.
So when I decided to make a five image, because we only could take five image about the sun, I'm a storyteller, and I was in Iran, and I wanted to talk about femininity. And Iranian garden is very important in our culture. So paradise is coming from paradis, which is Persian word, means garden. And I was reading a book about two amazing intellectual, one writer and one painter, which they were talking about Persian garden. And with the history that we have in Iran, at the end of the book, they said, the gardens outside, it might be destroyed and dead. We have to start the garden within ourselves. That was the inspiration for this work.
I feel so inspired by that shot. And for me, I think now that I know your intention behind it, it speaks to me even more. The simplicity of this shot, again, the lemons in bed. Tell me about the intention and the thinking behind the setup of this shot.
This picture actually is about, because all the images, they are connected with each other. So the lady, she's in a desert, but she's looking at the beauty, and she's taking this yellow rock with herself to sit, and she finds calmness and she is conscious. And then when she wakes up in the morning, outside, it doesn't matter what is happening. It's all about how she feels inside. And of course, I didn't want to show her the way she looks like in the morning. Like this lemon, they're kind of like a metaphor of how she feels. Because lemon, it's kind of a happy and very delicious, happy, and it resonate with sun.
Absolutely. Yeah. And of course, I see what you mean in terms of this is following through in that shot. There's a beautiful golden thread that goes through the five images.
Yeah.
But I am going to put you on the spot. If you had to choose one of these images, which one would you say personifies your intention for this exhibition?
I think this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's sitting in a desert and she's enjoying, because desert sometimes can be translate into nothingness, into sadness, but she's an alone woman and she's happy and sitting and she's looking at her surroundings, because I wanted to again talk about that sometimes doesn't matter outside what is happening, it's all about how you feel inside.
Absolutely phenomenal speaking to you, and
thank you so much for sharing your time.
Brune, it's so lovely to have you here in South Africa and, of course, to see this exhibition coming to its third destination. Tell me about the thinking behind Veuve Clicquot doing this and giving artists carte blanche to follow the sun.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a pleasure to be in Cape Town. And the idea behind is very simple. You know, Veuve Clicquot has a, I would say, long-standing history with the sun. Because you know that on our champagne bottle, we have this yellow label, and the yellow label is the color of the sun. Mm-hmm. And so the sun and the values of the sun behind, which is joy, optimism, really runs in the veins of the brand. And so we wanted to bring a story, a new story around the sun through this amazing collaboration with Magnum Photo. The idea was pretty simple. Ask 8 world-renowned photographers from Magnum Photo a simple question: what does the sun bring to you as emotions? And so this was the start of the story. It was a full carte blanche on this question. And the 8 photographers went around the world to capture a series of 5 photos each that we brought together and built and made us build this exhibition, which is full of joy, optimism, and each series tells a different vision of the photographer's
vision
of life and the energy of the sun.
It's true what you say. I had the opportunity to speak to Christina and then Nusha as well. We were speaking about women and empowerment. And it's so interesting to see how the different photographers have interpreted the light and joy that the sun brings. I'm very excited in particular about Linda Kuhle-Sobekwa as our South African participant in this exhibition. This is what I absolutely love. I love the simplicity of these shots. Are there any pictures in this exhibition in particular that stand out for you and that resonate the most with you? Because we all have different visions when we look at the art. Is there any story that comes out when you look at one of these pieces?
It's a tough one you're asking me. I love Christina's image with the horse.
Yes.
I think it's so immediate in terms of, you know, like visually it's like super impactful and so poetic. I'm also a big fan of Nana's Siri because I like the way, you know, she pictured the sun and the rays of sun that bridge people together. Yes. And that's really the story she wanted to build. Of course, Lindo is very about simplicity, the poetry of the spring that, you know, you guys are so lucky to have in South Africa with such a beautiful sun. So all the series, each of the series have something very particular. And I think that's the really beauty of the exhibition.
I'm standing here as an absolute fan, and I've been following your work for so long, watching you collect all these prizes globally. You've come from Milan, you've done the exhibition in 2 other cities, and now it comes back to the mother city. Lindo Kuhle-Sobekwa.
Yes.
What does it mean for you to be part of this exhibition?
Wow, it's a great honor to be part of this exhibition, Emotions of the Sun. you know, to be in conversation with my Magnum colleagues, and to bring them here in South Africa, you know, the mother city. It was such a great commission that, you know, really was interested in how I see the world through the sun. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a great pleasure being part of this Veuve Clicquot, yeah.
Your work, your exhibitions, they always speak volumes. I mean, your exhibition that I last saw that won the Bors Prize with Goodman Gallery, such emotion, so poignant, and storytelling in its absolute purest form. Tell me about the story that you're telling through this body of work.
So it's interesting because when I first got the brief of the emotion of the sun, the first thing that came into my mind was, you know, my memory with the sun. You know, already I was in the path of being interested in tracing either my childhood history or my family history, you know, kind of personal stories. So I decided to go to places that I have strong memory with the sun with. So, you know, I began in Thokoza, and of course I ended up in the Eastern Cape, you know, where I'm currently, you know, working. So I was interested in basically how the sun, you know, it's not just the sun in these places for me, at least. It's basically memories, you know, or memories of, you know, what I remember, or memories what I create, or memories with how the sun touches the soil, the ground, the grass. And I was working in spring, so, you know, you can imagine spring is when everything is waking up, you know, and you're seeing, you know, beautiful plants, grass. So I was interested in basically going to those spaces and creating a different memory or a new memory.
So primarily you shot in the Eastern Cape or in which province?
I shot in both places, Eastern Cape and Johannesburg. I was interested in both these places as places I basically call home, you know, quote unquote, because, you know, I mean, there's a kind of another question of what is home,
what is
you
home?
Know? Yeah.
It's also for me always when I think of the sun and I think of Xhosa.
Yes.
I think of Ilanga Likubunhlanze Manzini.
Wow.
and which means the sun is taking the fish out of the water when it's
wow.
so hot.
Yeah.
And I can feel
That's
the sun. The sun is speaking to me in your work.
Yeah.
I honestly feel that you bring so much of who you are to your work. So
thank you
for sharing that with the world.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. Yeah. So I was not interested in like creating kind of superficial images, you know, but I was interested in the kind of being interested in the ordinary and try to make it extraordinary in a way. You know, again, this was spring. This is my partner, Filwe.
She is your queen. I was right.
Yeah, of course. This was basically outside the apartment we used to live in. And, you know, every day she will kind of sit there. So her mother, who sadly passed away, was a florist. So she was working with plants. So she, you know, will kind of sit there and, you know, and look at those plants. So I kind of captured her one day while we were waiting for like a car while she was sitting there. And, you know, I'm interested in those moment where someone is actually already doing that and like, hey, home still. Mm. And I saw how beautiful the sun was also reflecting in the skin,
yes,
through
the
those flowers,
the
you
shadows,
know?
Yes.
Yeah, the shadows. Here, I photographed a lot in this area, which this area is also similar to this area. It's an old fir tree that used to produce tile in the township in Thokoza, where...
It used to produce?
Tile.
Tile, oh!
Tile that also... were used to build migrant hostels. So they abandoned this this factory a long time ago, so it has been sort of abandoned. And, you know, there's kind of new things that are growing, like new
yes.
flowers and stuff like that. And people used to sit there and, like, have a picnic, you know, as family. So I was interested in, like, these places that are... You know, I have so much strong memories with my family or like just going there like alone. Yeah, and Luvo is my nephew. So, you know, we're kind of spending time around that area. And he captured something. I don't remember what. I think it was a butterfly or something like that. But he captured something, but I couldn't photograph it. But I was interested in, you know, this idea that we cannot see what he captured. But you see that he is holding a flower to protect himself from whatever that thing was. So, I mean, I'm interested in these metaphors that the sun creates, you know, and I try to create them through images, you know. So, I mean, it's not just an obvious photograph that you see him, you know, with the trees, but also there's a different other metaphor that you can take out of it. Same as this one, it's the sunset. Again, this is an area where, you know, the car hit me. I don't know if we have to include this, but I speak about this project in Ikere Followed Me. So I went back to that area. But I was now interested in how the sun set. And I actually went down. It's interesting how, like, if you look closer to this image, you know, you can see birds flying, you know, and like street lights. So I actually lay flat when I took this photograph, because it was when the light was just was about to set. So I was interested in photographing the afternoon and the morning, because that's where you capture beautiful light. I mean, South Africa, we are lucky.
Our light.
One of the best.
The light is everything. And I mean, even this.
Sorry.
Just watching the sun coming through there.
Yeah.
Tell me about the scene.
Yeah, I mean, again, here, I was chasing the light. You know, like literally trying to chase, you know, it's those golden hours. So where you're trying to chase the light.
So the magic
before
is happening, yes.
And I kind of capture it here. I mean, I have crazy obsession with trees, you know. Trees and horse are my, you know, those are my favorite things. So, yeah, I mean, I wanted to capture it immediately when it's here. And I was interested in how also the tree sort of reflect in this nice silhouette. So yeah, I mean, I was interested in kind of also dancing with the sun, you know. So yeah, this is a kind of result of that.
It's a beautiful dance you
Thank
managed
you.
To create. The Thank choreography you. Is on point.
Thank you so much.
So there you have it, 8 very good reasons to make your way to Youngblood and see these incredible artists, these incredible photographers who have used the sun in the most beautiful way. So don't forget to check it out. 21 December, you've got a few days, don't miss it.